Good morning to those who are listening out there. This is Daily Worship on August the 9th, 2012. My name is Kevin Williams, and it is so good to be with you today. I also have with me this morning Lori Lopez, who's going to be, and we're both just going to be sharing a little bit about what the Lord is doing in us and just some words from the Lord this morning. So I pray that you would sit up in your spirit and just receive the words that the Lord has for you today, and also that we would have a chance to respond in worship, and we would have a chance to respond also in stillness this morning as well. I'm going to give it over to Lori.
Talk about just being still before the Lord. For the last several days, He's just brought that into my quiet time, just the importance of letting go of the busyness and just being still before Him. I wanted to share something from Tozer. It says, "Our doing has value only as it expresses our being. Doing is easier than being. Being as God wants us comes from meditating upon Him, our God, our rock. He changes us." And I know that so many times, and like this morning, for example, it just seems like there are so many things against us and problems to be solved. And sometimes we just need to let all of that go and just sit before the Lord and trust Him to speak to us. Sometimes we need to just kind of lay aside all of our doing. And sometimes that may mean laying aside our reading and our searching. And just to be with Him. And to let Him speak. Just to speak over us. And I challenge you, if you don't have a time where you spend time alone with God daily, petition Him to make that a reality for you. Ask Him to do that for you, to just give you a desire and a hunger to be with Him alone. Because that has revolutionized my life, and He's done that for me. That I always struggled with that, getting up early. But I had a baby 15 months ago, and so that has become part of my daily routine. And God, that is a gift He has given me. And so I ask you to just petition the Lord, if you don't have a time of day where you just shut the door and get alone, ask Him to do that for you. Kevin, do you want to share something from Streams in the Desert for us this morning?
This was from a couple of days ago in Streams in the Desert. It says this. It says, "The Master sets us an example. Note how often he went to be alone with God, and he had a mighty purpose behind the command. When he said this, 'When you pray, enter into your closet. And when you shut the door, pray.'" He says this, "The greatest miracles of Elijah and Elisha took place when they were alone with God. It was alone with God that Jacob became a prince, and just there that we too may be. Become princes. Joshua was alone when the Lord came to him. Gideon was by himself when commissioned to save Israel. Moses was by himself at the wilderness bush. Cornelius was praying by himself when the angel came to him. No one was with Peter on the housetop when he was instructed to go to the Gentiles. John the Baptist was alone in the wilderness. And John the Beloved, he was alone in Patmos when he was near God, and when the Lord gave him the revelation that we see in Revelations. You know, all of these people, they spent time in isolation with the Lord, and for a lot of them, it wasn't a choice. It was where they were put. But through that, the Lord spoke mightily. And the Lord used that in their lives. He used their isolation and their aloneness and their loneliness to cause them just to come to I'm sure, a place of dependence that they have never experienced before. So I just want to echo what Lori said today. Do this today, in this time. Covet to get alone with God. And like you know this, because for a lot of us this is the case, but sometimes being alone isn't a choice. It is thrust upon us sometimes, but what a gift and a privilege and an opportunity to be before the Lord. You know, and also another person who was alone. And we see this in after psalm, what he spoke was David. He says this in Psalm 63. And this is one of his cries in his times of isolation. It says, "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. And because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you."
Spirit, put that desire, that burning passion in our hearts. We know that that comes by your grace alone. And we cry out today, God, we know the value and the importance of spending time alone with you, God. Father, help us to recognize distractions for what they are. Help us to know that Satan wants nothing more than to rob us of our time with you, God. So just give us the wisdom and the discernment to realize that sometimes the busyness is just that. And God, help us to not sacrifice that precious time with you, God, with things that ultimately don't matter. But we need you to do that for us, God. We need you to make that possible.
It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry.
Redmond, in his book Face Down, says, "In his presence we still our hearts and silence our tongue in wonder and reverence before a holy God, creating essential space for us to hear the voice of God. As we quiet our souls in response to his glory, they are opened further to perceive even more of his radiance. We also need to carve out moments of hushed beholding in our daily lives, creating an environment of stillness, of moments we block out all distractions and simply reflect on the beautiful revelation of God." Just take a few moments and just be with the Lord in silence.
Not afraid.
We're here before your altar today. Lord, we're letting go of who we are. Lord, in the stillness of your presence. Lord, you give renewal to our hearts and our spirits. Lord, come flood over us today. Lord, as we're in your presence, in your stillness. Lord, may, Lord, even in the business of our day today, Lord, may we be still in your presence. Lord, may we desire that. Lord, may we set aside our schedule, change our schedule to make sure that that happens. Lord, so we do so in this moment. You are an awesome God. Lord, we stand in awe of, in your presence and who you are. May our eyes be fixed upon our Maker this morning. Holy Spirit, have your way in us today. Holy Spirit, do your work in your people in this moment, in this day. Let change hearts and lives. Jesus, we love you. Be honored in our life today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.